here's the problem, Jeremy. Whenever I call Mike Claiborne, I start talking to him, and then all of a sudden Jeremy's like, and just kind of points.
Five.
He's like,
four,
you got 5 seconds
three,
left.
Three, two.
I'm like, oh, Mike, I got to let you go real quick because I know I'm going to be talking to you again here in a second, but I better get back on the air. By the way, this hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. Let's bring on Mike Claiborne. How are you, buddy?
Boys, I'm a little tired. It's been a long weekend.
Oh, I bet. I hated to bother you today on a day off. I thought
that's
to myself.
All right. You know, I was in Milwaukee on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Went to Miami yesterday for the game.
Oh.
And caught a flight back today. And I'm just, you know what? Thank goodness it's a day off. Let's just put it that way.
Now, wait. You went to Miami for the NBA game?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I definitely would not have bothered you today if
well,
I didn't.
No, it's no, you know, I love talking to you guys. You know, here's the deal. I've been doing this for, like, I guess over 20 years, where I go to an NBA final game for one reason or another. Yeah, I've had friends that either played.
Sure.
I had clients that played. I had one of my closest friends was the assistant GM for the Bulls. And, I've, you know, over the years, you know people, and people have kind of known me to just show up. It's kind of like the proverbial bad penny. You know, I'm just going to show up at some point. So yesterday, I went to game one, and I said, I'll be back for game six, but I'm not sure about a game seven. And everybody, ha, 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 yeah, okay, sure. So lo and behold, I went last night with a friend and had a good time. It was fun. It just goes to show you that teamwork will win out, man. I mean, you got to have talent. Don't get me wrong. This is the greatest league in the world. But you better have some concept of teamwork. And then Miami just hadn't been there. They just didn't have enough guys that had been there. So, you know, they'll cry on their beer and it'll be all good tomorrow.
And, Mike, I know your specialty is baseball here, but you know a lot of athletes. What do you think's wrong with LeBron James? I mean, I thought he turned the corner with the Bulls and Celtics series. I thought he was that guy that, you know, in the clutch, he could be the best player in the NBA, but he just seemed like he didn't want the ball in those situations.
You know, Jeremy, that's the big question, but people who have known him longer than me will tell you that he's always been a guy that tried to get his teammates going first. And I think that this is what happens sometimes when you have a guy where everything is built around you and you're not ready to accept that challenge. He's going to be a good player. I think that LeBron is lacking a player or two with some real experience and the ability to know how to win. You know, Dwayne Wade had won, obviously, but I think he was still kind of mesmerized by the whole LeBron thing and thinking that there was an extra gear there that there just wasn't.
Hmm.
So, therefore, you know, they'll wait. And, you know, here's the other thing. That team wasn't really a good team. I mean, you think about some of the players that, you know, they were kind of spare parts.
Right.
And everyone knew that this team, I thought, was a year away because they need to have one more year of free agency, maybe make a trade, and they'll be right back in. I don't think Miami's going anywhere.
No.
They need a guard. They need another thumper up front to rebound. And they need a little bit more size and maybe a little bit more toughness. But, you know, they're a good team, you know, and I think that they'll be back next year.
We are visiting with Mike Claiborne, KMOX, also a Cardinal broadcaster, does a fabulous job with Mike Shannon and John Rooney and Kevin Wheeler and that crew. So, Mike, let's...
By the way, the remnants of Tay Day is just now starting to subside around St. Louis. When you roll... The Tay Festival that took place while you were here.
Are bars starting to kind of close up now?
I got to tell you, there are a lot of bartenders that are sorry to see you go, my friend.
The streets are all clean now from that?
I mean, there were guys that were banking on putting a kid through college thanks to Lon and that bunch you rolled down here with.
Well, I know I got in trouble for not getting in touch with you earlier either, but...
That's all right. I made light of the fact in Cardinal Nation that you were in the ballpark just letting everyone know he didn't even come by and see his buddy, but that's all right.
Now, Mike, now every time you throw his name on there, he comes back and goes, hey, Jeremy, did you hear? Mike Claiborne, Mike Claiborne said my name.
Hey,
on
Jeremy, does he smoke a cigarette after that, too?
All I know is, Mike, is there's some guy in Arkansas that probably listens to every Cardinals game and going, Who is this
guy they're talking about?
I need to meet that guy. He must be full.
You know what? It's a good thing you're already married to a beautiful woman because I'd hate to see Gene in line trying to get to you. I think y'all kicked your coverage anyway, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, believe it or not, Gene has a question for you.
Uh-oh. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air.
Well, no. Not on the air. She wouldn't do that. She would be, I think, too embarrassed. But she said on a text, ask him about Flag Day, because I remember when Mike said about
that. Is true. You know, and you know what? Thank you, Gene, for paying attention, unlike your husband. You know, tomorrow is Flag Day in this great country of ours.
Yes.
And it is my official day of baseball season, of baseball season. And here's why. You go through a spring with different weather and kids throwing against the veterans and vice versa. You start the season with inclement weather. Pitchers haven't stretched out. You haven't had an injury or two yet. And you really don't know what you have for a ball club. Hmm. So you go through that month of April. Then here comes May, and everything starts to come together. Bang, you have an injury. Bang, you got a flat tire in your bullpen. One of your starters isn't living up to the expectations. You've got a guy that's getting out of the gate slow. You don't know what you have in the minor leagues. So it all starts to come together toward the end of May. Enter June. Weather is more consistent. You've seen enough teams around the game, and you've made adjustments as far as your pitching and certainly your hitters are concerned. June 14th is the day this season starts, and you'll see much more consistent play. The teams like Houston and Pittsburgh and those, they know they're out of it by now. Right. They, you know, they're just playing out the string and trying to see what guys are going to put in a deal at trade deadline. So you have a better understanding of what teams are for real at this point. You've gone through the rash of injuries. You saw Milwaukee. They were hurt earlier this year. The Cardinals are hurt now. Cincinnati's had a couple of guys with some ouchies. So the real teams shine at this point. We know the Cubs aren't going to be very good. We know Houston's not going to be very good. We know Pittsburgh will be better, but they're not going to be good enough to beat anybody as far as the division is concerned. So June 14th is the signal day of the start of the season, and watch the records of the teams who play well from this day on.
So Mike Claiborne, KMOX Sports, also St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster. Where are the Cardinals at now? Are they the team that went on that tear? Or, you know, the team that we've seen lately, the pitching starting to struggle, coming back down to earth a bit? Or are they somewhere in between?
I think, Jeremy, they're in between, moving toward the front of the pack. And here's why. You've had a chance to watch some guys that weren't supposed to be on this ball club or make the kind of impact that they've had. And they've done an admirable job, whether it was John Jay or Descalzo or Alan Craig, you know, some of those kids that have done a nice job. Fernando Salas and Eduardo Sanchez were two guys we didn't even know about before the spring started. Look what they've been able to do. So you now have a better understanding of the positive direction. You've dealt with a couple of legitimate injuries in Freeze and Holiday. Albert hasn't hit like you thought he would, and guess what? You're half game out of first place. So you may have weathered the storm, mind you, with a Chris Carpenter who hasn't pitched as well as you thought he would. No Adam Wainwright. Jake Westbrook can only go five innings, and you still find yourself a half game out.
Hmm. And Mike, update us on the Freeze and Holiday. Now, Holiday should be coming back soon, right?
Well, Holiday is eligible to come off on Thursday.
Okay.
The debate now is, does he need more time, or do they send him out for a rehab? Some hitters don't like to go out for rehab when you're a big leaguer because they get all messed up. David Freeze, he just got cleared to resume batting practice, take live BP. So he's at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks away. He'll get an assignment. So we may see him right before, if not during the after the All-Star break, probably a little bit before. Alan Craig is on the DL. Don't know how long that's going to be.
Right.
Right now, obviously 15 days, but, you know, it was a contusion that obviously had some complications to it. So at this point, the troops are starting to come back. I think that the pitching is a little bit of a concern because this is what got you in trouble 2 years ago where you burn up your bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do a better job. And really it comes down to a couple of guys. Jake Westbrook's got to give him more than five innings, okay? Because at that point, you have basically sacrificed half, if not three-quarters, of your bullpen for the rest of the week because here's a night you're going to have some guys go long, whether you're winning or losing. You know, I mean, this isn't a situation where it's a save situation. This is a survival situation. So you got to get more out of him. Kyle Loesch has come back to earth a little bit, so he's going to have to make some adjustments. We'll get McClellan on Wednesday. He should be ready to go. And, of course, Chris Carpenter, that's a head scratcher. pitch well enough in Milwaukee, and then all of a sudden he had a slow leak in a tire, and then there was a blowout, and all of a sudden we're calling AAA. So it's one of those deals where you've got to get a little bit more out of the starters if you want to have a bullpen.
Mike, last question I got for you. Milwaukee on an absolute tear, 24-8 since May 9th, and they're 25-9 at Miller Park this year. Is this a team that can contend with the Phillies as one of the best teams in the National League with all the talent they have there?
They've got a really good team. I concern myself with their a little bit. They're better in the outfield with Gomez in center. Yeah, they've got enough to win. I don't think there's any doubt. I think most people at the beginning of the year said, be careful in Milwaukee if their pitching comes around.
Sure.
And so far, so good. So, yeah, I think they are a legitimate team. You got Prince Fielder playing for a contract. You've got some other guys that are really starting to feel comfortable as everyday players. And any team that's got Craig Counsell on it, I always respect because he's a pro, and sometimes being a pro can be contagious in a locker room.
I agree 100%. I love that kid.
He's got about 25 different stances, and I don't know how he can hit out of any of them, but for some reason, he always puts it in play.
He does, and Ricky Weeks is a guy that can just wear you out.
Here's the thing about Weeks. Remember, it wasn't more than 3 years ago he was on pace to set the strikeout record for a season.
Yeah, wow.
Remember, they had to sit him out the last week of the season to make sure he didn't get it. But he's a guy that's a really good leadoff man. If you make a mistake to him, he'll make you pay, and he's really developed into a real solid player. So, yeah, they don't have many holes in their situation right now.
Well, especially Ryan Braun. I mean, we didn't even mention him. He might be the best outfielder in all of baseball.
Well, he's one of the best hitting outfielders. Yeah. I think he can still be an adventure when you hit it to him.
Sure.
But offensively, he's a really good player. And he's become a better player defensively. I won't take that away from him. But I agree with you. He's kind of one of those guys you almost take for granted because not only can he hit for average, he can hit for power. So they don't have many holes in their offense for sure.
Mike Claiborne, he's been to Milwaukee, Miami for the NBA game. He's been all over, and he was kind enough to join us today on the Tay and Jay Show. And as usual, Mike, we appreciate it 100%.
Well, Lon, you know what you have to do as far as my next trip, and we'll, you know, let Gene know to get started. Jeremy, when are you coming to St. Louis?
If Tay gives me a chance, I got to cover for him every time he goes down and sees you.
Hey, Mike, he just got married, by the way, Friday, and now he's going to Mexico.
Oh, he's done. Forget about it. Isn't that we can do for him? I thought we were going to do some running, but he's got to bring a permission slip with him now. So I don't know what to say. Well, congratulations, Jeremy. I hope you have many years of marital bliss. Bring the significant with you.
I was going to say.
Why don't you guys just do a show from here one day?
That would be awesome.
We should.
That would be awesome. And, Mike, I think it's something that Ann Carroll, we've kind of talked a little bit about doing, and I think it's just a matter of getting it scheduled with Stevie and everything and seeing if it works out. But that would be fabulous.
We'll load up the wagons and come on down. I'd love to see you guys.
Mike Claiborne, thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Mike. Thank you. Mike Claiborne actually gets a day off, but I didn't know he'd gone to the NBA game.
No.
How about Mike Claiborne, though? You know, he
St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster goes to Miami Heat NBA playoff finals games.
I guarantee you that guy, as nice as he is and with his clout, I guarantee you he knows somebody in every city and could get into any athletic event.
Jerem dropping.
You
must be talking about Gar Forman or John Paxson right there. I know the assistant GM to the Bulls. Yeah, so he got me tickets. Yeah, not bad.
Mike's the man. Oh, he's fun, too. All right, Flag Day is tomorrow, so we're going to start from tomorrow. From tomorrow, we're going to start watching. I think Jack Buck always said that, too, so that's interesting. All right, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.